Commission. All those in favor of the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, TJ.
All right. Thank you guys very
much. Appreciate
it.
Okay. More of the same. So we have an applicant that is looking at buying a billboard in Branson. Just going to give you some background so you kind of understand how we got here. Through that process, thought the billboard was in Branson, some investigating somehow. It was highlighted to be in Branson, but it's actually a county piece of property, so we have to fix that. So I'm going to kind of show it to you. I'll read it to you, and then I'll show it to you. Owner Dan Britton, subject property is to be determined on Highway 165, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 11, Township 22, Range 22. Request: the Planning Commission is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a zoning request for parcel 18-1.0-11-004-002-005.005. Okay, so with that, let me kind of show you, and this will make a lot more sense. All right, so here's two little parcels. These are two back-to-back. One is the actual sign, and one is the triangle shape around it that we got to try to fix. It's on Fall Creek Road, or right off Fall Creek. Right here's Fall Creek right here, where it comes in 165. The sign's right here. I think this is that old, like, Toss the Roll or whatever restaurant. Or get you a little closer. So the first one, we're speaking about the larger triangle here, and I'll show you what I mean about the zoning. So the dark gray is City of Branson, but when we went back and looked at all the taxing and the maps, the existing maps and the tax assessment, it's all actually in the county, so that's what we're here to fix. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant. Anybody representing Dan Britton? Yes, sir.
I'm Dan Britton. I'm the seller.
Okay. Would you like to come forward?
I have nothing to say. No, I'm selling to my son. It's just confused right now, so we're trying to get it straightened out.
You good?
I'm good. You're helping lead.
We need to get him up here on the record, on the mic.
You know, do you mind just coming up, stating your name, and...
I'm Dan Britton. Live in Saddlebrook. We're selling this billboard. I'm selling this one to my son, Seth Britton. And in his studies, he's found out that it's just not clean. The title's not clean to it. So he wants to get it straightened up. The next parcel he'll be asking for to be...
the actual sign parcel, yes.
Yeah, that's commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two parcels that we're trying to clean up. The other one, he wants to be agriculture.
Yep, I'll get to that one. Right now, we're just going to take this one to ag.
Okay.
That's right, larger one.
The larger one?
Yep, we're doing this larger triangle going around this rectangle.
Is there anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? Any more information needed from anyone on the Planning Commission? Hearing none, do we have enough before us to make a motion?
Motion to approve it as requested.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion? I've got a specific motion I need to read. So, motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2026-008 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning map by the Planning Commission for the parcel located at TBD State Highway 165, Branson, Mo, parcel number 18-1.0-11-004-002-005.005, to be rezoned from INC, stands for
Incorporated
zoning, to A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in to vote in approval of the application, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Again, there's one more step with the county commissioners next week.
Right. So. Just hold on a second. We'll do the last one and be done.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Once again, owner Dan Britton, planning. So on this parcel, I'll just get right to it. This is the actual sign structure itself. It's been carved out by a surveyor. Right now, it's showing incorporated in the city of Branson, but it's actually in Taney County. He is seeking C2, which aligns with the use of the sign, so it's all clean. So with that, I'll show you where it's at. Same location on 165. So instead of the big triangle, we're doing the little rectangle sign. He's going from incorporated to C2. That's how it looks on the GIS map, all under Branson, but once again, that is wrong. And with that, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up for or against this application to speak during the public hearing? Hearing none. Anyone on the Planning Commission have any additional questions for the current owner? Hearing none. Do we have enough before us to make a motion for the application before us? Anyone?
I can do it again.
All right. Got a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I don't know if that's Robert's rules of order.
And that's a motion to approve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with that, I've got a motion and no further discussion, right? No other questions amongst the commission? Motion to recommend approval of the application RZ 2026-009 for the amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by the Planning Commission for the parcel located at to be determined State Highway 165, Branson Row, parcel number 18-10-11-004-002-005.008B to be rezoned from incorporated zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to roll into our CEPs. Our first one is one that we bumped from last month. And, okay. CUP 2026-005, Stephen Sark... I'm going to let him pronounce it.
Sarkisian.
Subject property is 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22, Lake West.
I like the way he's dressed.
Stephen is seeking Planning Commission approval for conditional use for a restaurant located at 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri. The proposed lot is 2 acres. It's A1 agricultural. Came in front of you guys a month or so ago. Commission took it to from RR1 to A1, and so he is back now for his conditional use for that same restaurant. With that, I'll kind of bring you through it so you guys remember it a little better. There it is down there. I can hardly see it. Right on the corner of Iowa Colony, and what is that, Jack?
The historic 165.
Historic 165. There we go. Once again, right there on the corner. A little closer. Pretty good sized parcel, and he's hired a survey company to kind of help define what he needs with your guys' help. So right now, it is R2. Or no, it's A1. I should have corrected that. That's old. There's his roughly 2 acres, unless you guys think he needs more or less, or really can't go much less, but if he needs more. Rendition of his restaurant. It's looking at it on the road, across the road from it. He's actually going to have access off of historic 165. This is on Iowa Colony, looking back to your left if you were pulling out. Looking to your right, there's the intersection. That's kind of where the restaurant's probably going to sit, somewhere in that vicinity. It's looking out the other direction. And with that, I'll turn it over to Steph.
How's it going, boy? Thank you. Nice seeing you guys all over again. Pretty much we're just back right now from the last meeting just to be able to try to get the conditional use permit so we could be able to proceed on with this.
I think we're all familiar with it, so why don't we see who signed up in the audience to speak for or against this application? Do you have an order you want to go in, or?
Stephen Cartwright at 240 Norwood Drive, so I'm in Point Real, so on the other side of the lake. I wanted to start by pointing out that this is the fifth time by my count that this matter has been before the county. And I mention that because there's reasons that there's not more Point Real residents here. The process has gone on for months, and I believe that the residents are simply worn down. So I don't say that as a criticism, but just wanted to point out that don't mistake their absence for a lack of concern. There's a lot of concern in the neighborhood about a restaurant being built that close to the neighborhood. Last month when we were here, I believe the comment was made, change happens, get over it. And I understand that change happens. I was born and raised here. I've seen a lot of change myself. I remember when Point Real was not Point Real. But that's exactly my point, is change does happen. And that's why zoning rules and conditions, that conditional use standards exist. They're there so that when growth happens, it happens with intent, with standards, and with respect for the investments that others have made in the community already. So tonight, I'm not asking for the commission to stop change. I'm asking for the commission to apply the standards that exist in Article 23. Article 23 says that the Planning Commission may grant or deny a conditional use permit depending on whether the proposed use meets the required standards. The question of whether this specific restaurant on this specific blufftop site satisfies these findings required by the ordinance. So specifically, Article 23.010E2 says that the use must not injure the use and enjoyment of nearby property and must not substantially or materially injure property values in the area. Article 23.010E4 says that the use must be compatible with adjacent uses, including scale, site design, operating characteristics such as hours, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other external impacts. So that's the standard. And I mean, it's not my burden to show whether these standards are met. It's the applicant's. And I would argue that I don't believe that the applicant has shown that the use of this restaurant will not injure nearby owners' use and enjoyment. I don't believe the applicant has shown that this use will not materially impact property values, and I don't believe that this use is compatible with the residential properties that are directly across from it. And so for those reasons, I respectfully ask that you deny the conditional use permit. On the other side of the coin, if there is a conditional use permit granted, it's hard to argue whether we are in agreement with those or not, because we don't know what the conditions that would be placed on the restaurant would be. So we're at a little bit of a disadvantage to be able to say, yeah, go for it. We just have to basically be in a position to say, no, we would respectfully ask that it be denied. So.
Question?
You have a question?
Yeah, what can